Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. With me here today is one of my multi-family mentors out of Dallas, Mr. Alex Clark. Alex has got right now 12 passive deals under his belt, four IRO deals, which means he did them by himself, apartment complexes by himself, and he's also been a lead investor, which is a syndicator on three other apartment complexes. Welcome to the show, Alex.
Hey, Del, thank you so much for inviting me on. It's an absolute pleasure. I'm really excited to be on your show.
Well, we got two agendas here today. One is to find out about you, introduce you to the audience, and the second one is to find out what you know about the up-and-coming expo next week. So let's start out talking about yourself. No previous history in real estate investing. What got you started? I love the comment that some guy had no money told you to stop talking to him about real estate. Where does that story come from?
Man, that's a great story. I look back at it and I can't believe it's true, but what a great guy he ended up being. So my background is I was broke growing up. My family was broke. We had nothing. Money wasn't talked about in my family. And so it wasn't a priority in my life. And I was driving down the road one day, headed to my job to wait tables, and I broke down. My transmission went out and I had no money. It just wasn't a priority in my life. And I saw this amazing exotic car go by. It was a Mercedes. At least I thought it was exotic when I saw it. And I thought, why can they do that? Why can they have that car? And I have this piece of junk car that's broke down on the side of the highway. And so I did the only thing that I knew what to do, which was to start reading books, because I didn't know anybody who had money or talked about money. My only agenda for books was to read books that had rich, wealth, and millionaire in the title. So I did what everybody picks up. That's all I knew to do. I went to Barnes & Noble and I picked up those books. So I read the Richest Man in Babylon, Think and Grow Rich, The Millionaire Next Door. And I did what those books that I had read about said to do. And they said, invest the max in your 401k, your 529 for your kids, Roth IRAs, buy mutual funds, stocks, bonds. I even bought physical gold and silver and traded in options. And occasionally I would read about buying single family homes, but I didn't quite comprehend it. And the books didn't go that depth into it. And so I was constantly talking to my buddies at work about it, and they had no interest. And I'm like, yeah, I'm maxing out my 401k. I'm paying off my house. I'm paying two payments a month. And they just had no interest in money. And we would talk about our 401k balances, and we thought, man, we hit 50K in 10 years. What an accomplishment. We thought that was a big thing, you know? It's just we didn't have this perception that we have now. And so my broke buddy says, listen, stop talking to me about money. You constantly talk about money and investing. I don't care about that. I got a pension. I'll have Social Security when I retire. I'll be fine. But I'm like, what's your vacation plans? What do you want to do in life? You know, and talking about goals and future plans was just no one was interested in my little W-2 circle.
How old were you then?
I was in my early 30s at that point. And so he goes, hey, listen, talk to this guy. He's investing in real estate. I heard he even invests in apartments. What? Who is this guy? And so he gave me his information. I called him. And he came over to my work center. And we spent 6 hours talking about Lifestyles Unlimited, syndications, IROs, all things multifamily. He was so excited. I thought, my God, I've just met my twin. All he wants to do is talk about growing wealth, future plans, that there's more to life than just working for corporate America, you know, slaving away, working 60 plus hours a week. And then he told me about this crazy guy named David Fisher. And I was like, oh, I like this. I really like this guy. So I went to the 2-day in May 2015. And I was the guy, Del, sitting on the front row, leaning forward with the notes, taking as much and getting everything he said. And I'm sitting next to my wife, and I said, my God, we're going to do like Monopoly. We are going to own a street in a neighborhood. I'm going to do everything he's doing, because he showed me how to buy houses. And I was like, okay, it's lunchtime. This is lunchtime. I'm like, let's sign up. She's like, calm down, Turbo. He's not even done. This is a two-day presentation. I said, oh, I can't wait. I want to do this. So we made it to the end of the day, and it's about to. And then David says, but I've got something exciting to talk to you guys about tomorrow. And he gave us just a little taste of multifamily, economies of scale. And he touched base on it and how you could exponentially grow your wealth and the five ways you make income, you know, through investing in multifamily. I said, oh, my gosh. So I was the first guy on Sunday morning at the door. I was like, where's everybody at? And here I am just waiting. I'm thinking we're going to start early. David strolls in. Hey, come on in. I got a few minutes of his time. Front row again. And then by lunch, I was like, okay, I'm not doing single family. I'm doing multifamily. This is absolutely amazing. And then at the end of the day, I signed up and I had this aha moment, Dale, which was that I could be the captain of my own ship. And this crazy idea occurred to me that I could make the same amount of money monthly as I was annually in my corporate America job. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. So after I joined, I came to all the events, and I invested in my first passive deal the very next month. And I called the lead, and I said, hey, would you mind spending 15 minutes with me? Just tell me a little bit about your mindset, methodology, and motivation. And what I came to understand about lifestyles is how open they were. They're like, yeah, come on over. Walk the property, walk the units, introduce me to the staff. It was incredible. So then what happened next? I called JB, and it was crazy after that. I said, JB, who was my mentor at the time, I want to be a lead investor. He said, great. I said, I invested in a 600-plus unit property. I want to buy one of those for my first deal. And once again, I heard it, calm down, Turbo. Let me explain how this works. So the JB took me down the path of how to be a good passive investor, how to read the financials, how to look at the operating memorandums from the brokers, just all these different things associated with it. He said, read these documents on the Lifestyle Education Portal. And I said, okay, I'll read those. Watch these videos. And then I remember to this day, Dale, you have like this amazing three-hour-long video, maybe not that long, but it's on how to manage wealth and what to do when you get wealth. And I, oh my gosh, again, that was that key word for me, wealth. Anytime I see rich, wealth, millionaire, I would just, you know, I would gravitate towards it and want to understand it. And because I didn't grow up around that. And my mindset was, hey, I've got this money in my 401k. I've got a pension. I've got Social Security. I'm going to be okay. And then lifestyles changed the complete paradigm for me. Absolutely changed it. And I started going down this path that JB had put me on. JB's like, listen, Alex, it's going to take you about half the year to get through this. And to me, when I heard that, I said, challenge accepted. I don't think so. So less than 3 months later, I came back to JB, and I said, JB, I've done everything you said. And so he sat down with me, and we went through it, and we talked about it, because he wanted to make sure my comprehension and understanding were where he needed it to be. I mean, it was amazing how he was holding my hand through the process. Literally changed my life and the paradigm and my consciousness and the way I look at money, investing, relationships, the value of relationships, the value of a team, and just the ecosystem of the group. So within 9 months of joining, bought my first deal, and it was a little 18-unit property for $1 million. And somebody said, hey, Alex, this is a great property, a little property to start with. And I said, my God, it's $1 million. This is huge. I couldn't believe it. And they said, it's a good little property to start with. In retrospect, I know what they were saying and how they were conditioning me and talking to me about prepping me for bigger and better things. And then having the agents, the lifestyle agents walk the property with me, my mentor on site walking the property with me. My other lenders, my lender even.
Alex, we got to go to break, man. Only thing okay. I can say before we go to break is this. I can't even imagine what would happen if you had a little enthusiasm. We'll be right back with Alex Clark and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Tell Del Tuesday. With me here today is Alex Clark, one of the multifamily mentors we have that lives in Dallas, Texas. Started in 2015, already retired, 12 passive deals, 4 independent apartment complex ownership deals he's done, and 3 lead deals where he was the syndicator of the deal. So he's got quite a bit of experience in just a short period of time. As we went to break, he was giving us a very slow and dull and calm restoration of his experience of growing into his first deal. Pick it back up where we left off and take us through the rest of that first deal you put together.
Okay, so the first deal, again, it was 18-unit property in Dallas, and I bought it for $1 million, and I thought, wow, this is huge. And it was a value add, meaning it was a fixer-upper, a lot of things to do. The previous owner, out of state, hadn't really put any time into it, and it was real obvious. And so the whole team helped walk me through it, what to do, build the plan. And then we have this great thing at Lifestyles, this mastermind where all these lead investors meet up every month. And it's just a huge group of them. And we talk about our struggles, our successes, ideas, concepts. And it gave me the ability to share, hey, guys, I've got this concern or this issue or this idea. What's your experience? And you know what's great? It's absolutely amazing. Is there was not a single question that went unanswered. Every single question, concern, struggle, success, there was a comment, a way to, hey, you can do this better, you can do that, because there's people there with small deals like I had 6 years ago and others with these just big portfolios and everything in between with every kind of different property one could imagine. And so I was able just to follow. I followed the roadmap. I used the same paint colors as others were using, the same resurfacing on countertops, the same flooring, light fixtures. I did not reinvent the wheel at all. I just copied the roadmap that others had done and been super successful. And so I felt success and I wanted more. And so I was, okay, what can I do? So I continued to work on myself. I thought, you know what? It would have been great as a child if I would have known this. And so I looked at my own kids, Dell, and I said, guess what, guys? We're going to talk about multifamily more often. And so my 14 and 17-year-old, I said, okay, here's what a cap rate is. Here's what an NOI, an income expense is. I was talking about rehab costs with them. And now my kids know some of the formulas, and they read the same books I read now. It's literally, I've made it a part of the family. So because I felt this success and wanted more, as I said before, I sold everything. 401k, liquidated. My kids' 529 savings plans for college. My kids, when they were younger, they're like, Dad, aren't you using that for our college tuition? I said, no, boys, I've got an even better plan. We're going to let our passive income from our multifamily investments, we're going to let that pay for your college. What a novel plan. And then we get to control it. We don't get some system that we have to do essentially like a draw on for your tuition, control it. We're not doing that. We are going to be in control. The system is designed to control for you. I don't want that. I want to be different. I want you to be different. And then I liquidated my Roth IRAs, and my financial advisor said, are you crazy? You're going to be eating beans and Alpo if you do this. You're not going to have any money. And I was like, "What? Who are you, Dave Ramsey? What? No, I am not. I am going to be wealthy. I'm going to be wealthier than you. I am deciding what I'm going to do. And then I sold my stocks, my bonds. I collected bonds, paper bonds, Dell, back in the day when I had my W-2 job. And every pay period, we could have money pulled out, and I get these paper bonds, and I had a stack of them, and it was tangible, and I could feel it and hold it, and I got to put it in a safety deposit box. I said, yes, the government is going to make me rich with these things, but it only takes 20 years to mature. This does not seem like a really good plan after a while, after life stops, right? And then I was buying silver bars, 1 ounce silver bars, and then 5 ounce. And I thought, why don't I just buy a gram bar of gold? So I started buying little gram bars. I said, wait a minute, I could buy a 1 ounce gold bar. And then I just started collecting gold bars, thinking, okay, it's tangible, it's going to make me rich. And then I was like, okay, I invested these passive deals. I'm like, I need some more money. I sold anything that was tangible and had value, I sold it. And then I bought two more multifamily properties, retired in my 30s. And then I said, what else can I sell to go to? I was always trying to add a zero or next level. And I was driving with my wife, and I said, babe, I got an idea. She's like, oh, great. What now? I said, let's sell the house. She said, are you crazy? Your grandfather baptized our child in that house, and you want to sell it? I said, yes. Let's sell it. Let's move to a rental house. Do that for a little while and buy another multifamily property. She immediately said no. But I worked on her. I kept sharing the data with her. I'm a spreadsheet nerd, and so I like to plug numbers into a spreadsheet. I said, look at what we can do if we do this. I've been paying. I've got all this dead equity in this house. This is not the way to do it, right? By paying off this house and having six figures in it. I said, let's pull it out and let's buy a multifamily property as an IRO. And I showed her, and we did. We held that property for 2 years. We had a 35% cash-on-cash return on this IRO. And when we sold it, it was a 350% return. And that's, you know, amazing. What I did? I bought her a house that we're in now that we built, and it is literally twice the size of the house that we sold. But we had to sacrifice. We lowered our expenses. We paid the price then, so we don't have to pay it now. And it paved the way for our future. We became the captains of our own ship. We both retired in our 30s. And we continue to buy more properties and operate our properties.
That's a phenomenal story, Alex. I'm telling you, that's just exciting as can be. And now that you've gone as far as you have, what are you thinking for you at this point? I mean, you did so much so quickly from 2015. You retired in 2019. What's your goal for your family now?
Well, my goal for my family now is we've been working on, for my boys, we've been focusing a lot on their education. They both have their dreams and desires, so that's been a huge part for us. Them working on getting their Eagle Scout. We're a scouting family, so one of them's got his Eagle Scout. The other one's about to get it. So we have been able to just participate, laser-focused participation on their lives, their goals and aspirations. I've been able to, since you brought me on as a mentor, I've been able to mentor so many members who want to do and starting like I started. But I've got all this great information, this knowledge, this experience to share with them. I toured a property with a member yesterday. They said, hey, Alex, we're buying our second property. Will you come out here and share what your thoughts are with us and guide us on some of this adventure we're going on here? And absolutely, I have the time to do that. And when my dad was ill, I was able to spend a month with him to take care of him. None of my other siblings could do that. But I, because of this roadmap that I followed and this plan that Lifestyles has developed, that you've developed over the years, by me following it, not reinventing any of it, just, hey, here's the plan, do this, you'll succeed. By just doing that, it freed me when freedom was critical for my
family. All right, well, now we've got to free you up for a commercial. We'll be right back with Alex Clark and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Del Walmsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. Just point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Alex Clark, a multifamily mentor out of Dallas. Alex is joined in 2015. By 2019, he was totally retired. Him and his wife were retired. They've got under their belt 4 IRO deals, independently owned apartment complexes, 3 syndicated apartment complexes, and they're also invested in 12 other apartment complexes as a passive investor. Welcome back, Alex. And let's talk about this. Obviously, you're excited about what you've accomplished in your retirement, and now you're passing it on to your children. This expo coming up here in September 3rd and 4th is going to be about the family, bringing it all together, passing it along, and being the family in that your own nuclear family, and then also our total family of lifestyles, members, and people that we have that we all take care of each other. So let's talk right now about where you're at as far as this expo coming up. What all are you going to be doing at, and what all do you think people should know about on this expo?
I love the expo. There is just so much opportunity to connect with investors, vendors, the lifestyle team members, the mentors, consultants. Huge, huge opportunity. You know, a lot of members, when they decide to join, you know, they always ask, how can I build my team, Alex? Who do you recommend, and what can I do? And guys, this is the perfect opportunity to connect with members, the like-minded, hear about their stories. Mine is one story, and mine is a culmination of a lot of other stories, a lot of what other members have accomplished. But this is the perfect time to get vendors for a project that you might be doing on the single-family side or the multifamily side. I'm going to be participating in the bus tour on Thursday and Friday, and it's going to be amazing going to the different properties that we get to see, and we get to see how these award winners, how they're running the show, what they're doing. Again, it all goes back, in my opinion, to mindset, methodology, and motivation. And when you get to see these owners, how they've accomplished what they've accomplished, the renovations that they've made on their properties, what a classic unit looks like, what an absolute thrashed out unit used to look like, and now they turn it into this beautiful premium shining unit where they get premium rent, best product, best price, right? So that's going to be huge. It's like 4 months worth of material, it feels like, in one day. Then once we're done with the master's tour, having the opportunity to debrief with you back in the Dallas headquarters, that's always huge. Hearing what you have to share, what the other members saw, their positive takeaways. It's getting inside, deep inside of the mindset of everybody that's involved. So that's going to be my part. And then on Saturday, I get to participate with the rest of the members and enjoy all the vendors, all the breakout sessions. There's a ton of those all day on Saturday that I'm looking forward. And then, of course, the legacy dinner, the 30th anniversary party at the end of the day.
You know, Alex, I read something one time. I was reading, I think it was a Zig Ziglar book. I think it's what it is, but I apologize if I'm getting the wrong author. But I read in there, it said, you know, I'm going to tell you something right now that's so profound, you won't even know and or understand that it's profound. So I just want to stop and tell you to listen carefully. This is profound. And that's always struck me that there's so many things out there that we don't even know we don't know. And when you come to something like an expo, and you get to go to 20 or 30 different classes. You get to meet thousands of investors if you want to talk to them all. If you get to meet all these different people, the thing I think stops most people, Alex, is that they don't believe they can do it. You know, you see it, you know, some people are skeptical and go, well, I don't think it can be done. Because why? Because I'm smart and I can't figure it out. So, yeah, those guys are a different breed. We get them over a long period of time, and them just seeing other people blow right by them over and over and over. And by the way, I hope that you someday go back to that guy you said you were going to be richer than and prove to him you're richer than he is, just for his own good. But then there's also those people that just go, you know, Dell, I know you can do it. My God, Alex, listen to him. He's just a ball of fire, right? But not me. And so you've got to get in there and see that there are people just like you. Some of them are not a firecracker like Alex. Some of them are not, you know, a hardcore, super conservative, work your butt to the bone like Dell Walmsley. Some of them are not that. But there are other people that are not like us at all, Alex, that have completely succeeded. Do you find that as a mentor when you first started mentoring that you had to adjust your motivation to the person you were talking to?
Absolutely, yes. There's so many different types of people, so many different personalities. So many people have a different risk tolerance than I do. Not everybody is like Cortez and says, I'm going to burn the ship. There's no going back. Some people just want to dip their toe into the pond and get a taste of it. And that's okay. Everybody has different objectives. But what's really, really important for everybody is that you have goals. Spend more time working on yourself than you do watching TV, and you will exponentially change your life. That's the key. Do you know what you want 1, 2, 3, 5 years from now? Do you know where you want to be and with whom? Spend time answering those hard questions. And I say hard, they're really not hard, but the way our society treats them today, I believe that they treat them as hard, focusing on the future. It's very, very critical. And once you know what your goals are, then you have to ask yourself, are you committed to following through? And some people say, well, I don't know how to follow through, Alex. I don't know how to do that. What you're saying is nice and everything, but how do you do that? Well, it's simple. You make a daily planner. Plan your day. Plan your week. You do the week. Don't let the week do you. Have some objectives with your life. Take some responsibility for it. And that's how it starts, in my opinion.
Yeah, it also starts under the concept of how to eat an elephant one bite at a time. You have to start somewhere and just take little bites until you get to the momentum stage. When you get to the momentum, then, you know, like you did all that time to get to that first deal, but then after that, there was no stopping you.
Oh, man. And participating with the group. There are so many opportunities within Lifestyles, online or in person, to participate in case studies, road trips, this expo, the master's tour, so many opportunities. And what I found out and I learned really quickly is that being a part of this group, it's exciting. The excitement is infectious. And you get a taste of it and you want more. Because people are in all walks of life, all different ages, different places. But they have this common desire to have some freedom in their life, to have some control of their life. And by being a part of the group, that's what helps them give it to you. Because here's the thing, anybody can do it. If I can do it, anybody listening to this can do it. I have no financial background. No one taught me how to do this until I started picking up a book, had a conversation, joined the group, and I just took off. And I've seen it over and over and over. And I'll tell you, Dell, I remember to this day, the first time I saw a member presenting his property and announcing that the previous day he retired from his job. This guy was in his 30s. I said, how is that possible? And after I went to the guy and I said, how much were you making? Forgive me for asking, but I'm making six figures. I don't know how I could do that. And he explained it. He's like, so was I. And here's how I did it. I was okay. And then I heard it again and again. And this guy, the next guy, he was in his 50s. He said, I retired. I remember he had tears in his eyes. He's like, I wish I would have done this years ago. And then he told me this. He said, when's the best time to plant a tree? I said, when? He goes, 30 years ago. When's the second best time to plant a tree? Today. I said, okay.
So you planted your trees 2015, got started and moved right into retirement in just 4 years. And then I came after you to be a consultant. And when we get back from this break here, we're going to discuss that for just a second. And I'll share with people before we go to break here, just this last statement. I make this statement to people all the time. I say, look, yeah, everybody wants to be successful financially. Everybody wants to be wealthy. But how can you ever claim to be wealthy if you don't have enough to give some of it away? In other words, if you get up every single day and you're striving for more for you and only you, then you don't have enough, which means you aren't successful. We'll be right back with Alex Clark and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Walmsley's real estate investing worst case scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. In 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started at 87 go, you know, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Alex Clark out of Dallas, Texas. He's a multifamily mentor up there. He's also a sophisticated real estate investor that has invested in 12 passive deals. He also has independently bought 4 apartment complexes for his family. And he has also been a lead investor, which is a syndicator, in 3 other apartment complexes. So he's got quite a bit of experience behind him. And one day he got the infamous call from me. And actually, you probably got the original call from somebody else, but then it was from me through them. But the bottom line was, what did you think when you got the call that we were asking you to be a mentor?
I was surprised and honored. I had followed and I've done what Lifestyle teaches. I'm very good at following a plan. And Lynn had called me and asked me, and I was walking out of a real estate get-together, just a bunch of us, you know, that used to have jobs, and there's a small group of us that get together because all of our other friends have regular jobs and are working during the day, and we wanted to get together and during the day, and I was walking out of that meeting, and Lynn calls me and says, hey, you got some time to talk, and we must have talked for about 2 hours. It was great, and she had asked me if I would consider it. And we just chatted about kind of what she was thinking and wanted to hear about a little bit more about me and feeling me out a little bit. And yeah, it was, and then invited me to your castle, and it was great. It's been great.
Working as a mentor has really, in my mind, 2 or 3 different benefits. What have you found it has brought to your life that wasn't there until you started helping other people?
Wow, yes, a lot, substantially. Mainly in a nutshell, I've been able to sharpen my skill sets, my knowledge, the connections, closer connections with the other mentors, and it being able to dig really deep on the occasional complex issue, I guess maybe what I might think is complex or used to be complex, being able to really dissect sellers' financials and looking for opportunities. For instance, for those who have been through the 2-day, they receive the 28 ways to increase income in multifamily. It's a little handout. And it's so obvious that those who own properties outside of our group that we buy from every day don't understand this. For instance, we were at this massive over 150 unit property yesterday with a member, and I was just looking at their other income. And we were talking about it over coffee after we toured the property. And we looked at their pet rent. And the pet rent was equivalent to having 5 dogs or so on a property. But we saw dogs everywhere and dogs in units. And just the opportunity to say, hey, here is just one out of these 28 ways you can increase your income. And just being able to get laser focused on the opportunities out there and to eliminate the challenges.
I agree with you. The first thing I found when I was a mentor was exactly what you're saying. I got really good at this because whereas I might look at one or two transactions a month for myself and maybe only close one or two a year, you start looking at 20 or 30 transactions a month and closing two or three with other people. Man, that really speeds up your experience level. Would you agree?
Oh, see, deals, some type of a deal every single day. Every single day, I'll see two or three more today alone. For instance, there was a member who recently closed on his first IRO deal. Super excited, no multifamily experience, no real estate experience, wanted to dip his toe into it. He's not a, like you said, a firecracker like me, but he buys this property, smooth, relatively smooth transaction, and he calls me. He said, hey, Alex, the seller called me and said he appreciated the transaction. It went really well. And he just offered me to sell me his other property. What should I do? I said, well, what do the numbers say? Let's go through them together. And he's like, yeah, I already got him. He just sent me the stuff. And then he called me. And so we went through them together. And by the time we were done with this, he called the guy right back and said, yes, I'll buy this. Got his agent on the phone. They put together our LOI, letter of intent, and off to the races.
My point behind a story like that is that I personally get more feelings of success helping someone else more than doing a deal myself. And let me just sort of give you a parallel to that. I don't care if I get cut, scraped, beat up, bruised. It doesn't hurt me. Well, it hurts, but I can look at the blood and just, okay, let me sew this back up on myself. But man, watch somebody else get hurt, gouged, cut, and I just like roll into a ball and start whimpering like a little beat dog. I can't take seeing other people get hurt. And when I go out there and defend somebody in a negotiation or help them win, the feeling that I get, just that feeling in itself, is as good a high, if not a better high, than when I transact for myself. How do you see that?
Man, you're exactly right. And that's what we do. We win. We're winning deal after deal after deal because we can get it done. I can help them, and all the other mentors can help these other members get across the finish line because they're armed with what they need, the knowledge and the team to do it. And yes, we do protect them, and they're protected because they want to follow the plan and they have the network and the team.
Well, Alex, I appreciate you coming on today, and I really look forward to seeing you again. I haven't seen you in a while because of COVID up there at the Expo, and share some time. I'm going to be on the tour both days. I'll be on the road trip both days, so I'll see you there. Great. And appreciate you being a mentor, appreciate you being an investor, and I especially appreciate you coming out for the Expo, being that the COVID world is a crazy place right now. The rest of you out there, keep this in mind. We don't do this for some money. We do it for an incredible lifestyle. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.